of the U.S. Targeting terrorist groups. Everyone, of course, would find that to be acceptable. It is conducting at least 1.7 billion interceptions per day. Mr. Snowden requested that WikiLeaks use its legal expertise and experience to secure his safety.
All right, that's the voice of Julian Assange, who has thrown his troops in the direction of Ed Snowden. He is the NSA leaker whistleblower that has set the NSA on its ear and tongues wagging across the United States still after weeks. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. We hold our liberties very close, don't we? Because we know what it's like to drink at the fountain of freedom. And all you have to do is talk to some people who have been denied their freedoms and realize just how precious they are and how we take so many of them for granted. So the conversation over traitor, hero, whistleblower, icon on a list of whistleblowers, should be pardoned, shouldn't be prosecuted. You know, pretty much you can throw a bunch of one-word adjectives in the direction of Edward Snowden. You know, like you used to get them, the little magnets in a box when you were checking out at the counter of one of those tchotchke stores. Well, that's what it's like, and that's the opinions, I think, that are growing like mold across the United States in a neglected, boathouse somewhere. That's what's happened. It's just that rampant, the conversation so much centering around crisis number five. It is the summer of nothing but disasters for the people in Washington because of people who have revealed things that have happened that we weren't aware of. Benghazi had whistleblowers attached to it. The IRS, in a sense, had whistleblowers attached to it. And then accidentally the Department of Justice dumping out information. And then a big whistleblower as far as the State Department and accusations of widespread fooling around with prostitutes while on the road and that kind of stuff. And that is so on the back burner compared to so many other things that are actually happening right now. We got these five things, and then we have this, oh yes, the sixth thing that we need to get to. So here's the deal. Snowden didn't go to Cuba, didn't make his final destination Russia. But so it seems Ecuador. All signs point there, especially with the man you just heard, Julian Assange, supporting Snowden, slamming the president, ripping him, and saying he stands with Snowden about leaking the top secret details about our surveillance programs, that it was necessary and it was smart of him to do that. So his passport has been yanked, his United States passport, boom, gone. He left Hong Kong on a refugee document of passage that was issued by Ecuador, and that's why it's pretty easy to figure out where he's going. But the exact whereabouts still are a little bit of a mystery. It's uncertain even now. I've said this a few times, I'll say it again, I have some pretty good sources on the ground in Ecuador, and they have heard nothing other than that he's coming to Ecuador and everybody's talking about it, but that has not happened. So maybe he could pull a fast one, there could be something else in the works that, you know, make people think that that's where he's going, and then ultimately he ends up going to some other place. And the president of Ecuador has said that they will take a look at the case and they'll make an absolute sovereignty, the decision that they think is the most appropriate. So I would have to believe that they would take him in, especially given what they've done with Assange and all of his work with WikiLeaks, the fact that they're protecting him in London. So besides Ecuador, Snowden is asking Iceland and other countries to reconsider granting him asylum. We know that's definite because the attorney for WikiLeaks has talked to reporters about that. In fact, his name is Michael Ratner, and he's related to our pal Ellen Ratner, who comes on the show from Talk Radio News. So Iceland hasn't received a formal application from Snowden at this point, but they wouldn't be shocked if they got one. The president, for his part, told a bunch of reporters that the United States is pursuing all legal channels to bring him back. And Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, verified that, saying, yeah, we're reaching out to lots of countries to try to have him turned over. We're advising the governments that he is wanted on felony charges and shouldn't be allowed to proceed in any further international travel. But apparently people are not paying attention to that at this point. And it's different, you know, in an ordinary case, you need a passport to get around. But in this case, Snowden is just creaming the United States, humiliating the United States, our government, because their other governments are just too happy to bring him in, to waive what normally you would have to do. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, is furious with the Russians and is pushing them to work with the United States, saying that U.S. has turned down or has turned over 7 prisoners to Russia in recent years, so we want ours. So what's the deal with you? Why aren't you doing that? And they aren't doing that, or they have not done that. And China, same thing. They warned China that you do not want to get involved in this, and our relationship would have a serious setback if you were to do that. So all of the gossip about China as a possibility kind of gets swept aside. All right, coming up on America Tonight, big ruling from the Supreme Court, but not the one you're thinking, because there's still two that have to come down over gay marriage. One is over Prop 8 in California, and the other really talks about the heart of it is the benefits that a gay person cannot get from a spouse now at this point, that why can't that just become an even deal just like it is for heterosexual couples. So those are two very, very impactful decisions on the nation and on people who are gay, because whether they're living with somebody and it's common law or they're married or whatever the particular situation, they want access to the things that other people who are heterosexuals who are married. So this decision to me is the biggest one they're making in the last couple of months. But the court ruled in the affirmative action case, and tongues are still wagging over that one too. Kind of maybe a surprise to some, as they sidestepped the constitutionality of affirmative action, which could have made a big difference across the board in the state of Texas and in other states where these are upcoming challenges. I'm challenging you to hang through. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thanks for joining me on the other side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to lighten the load a little bit here on the show. Heavy, heavy themes. Obviously, we're keeping you up to date on Snowden. If I get any texts or any information from Ecuador or any of my sources in D.C., of course, we will tell you immediately. There's lots of speculation going on, but what are the true facts? And that's what we're after, the true facts. All right, this is definitely true. Jerry Bruckheimer is an incredible film and television producer. I mean, he probably has a zillion movies and television shows to his credit. The Lone Ranger is coming out. Johnny Depp is in that. And Armie Hammer is the Lone Ranger. It's getting a lot of heavy play as far as the trailers are concerned. But this is just his latest film. He has so many more that he's made over the years. Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, would be on the list. And television shows, wise, so few, it seems so few flops for this guy. Some people just have the magic touch. And he's got the magic touch. I was thinking about this the other day. Beverly, if you go way back, Beverly Hills Cop, Flashdance, Top Gun, The Rock, Armageddon, Bad Boys, Enemy of the State, I like that movie, Black Hawk Down, I like that movie. I mentioned Pirates, the National Treasure franchise, I like that. It's interesting, especially the first one, I think Out of the Gate was really, really good. His television series are CSI, all of the CSIs, and Without a Trace, Cold Case, The Amazing Race, which Amazing Race is... gets huge ratings. It's been around now for a very long, long time. So he gets his star on the Walk of Fame, and this is what he had to say.
To be included in the roster of legends such as Cecil B. DeMille, David O. Selznick, D.W. Griffith, Alfred Hitchcock, Marlon Brando, and Charlie Chaplin is almost unimaginable.
Yep, unimaginable. You know what his salary was in 2012? $115 million. You know what his net worth is? $850 million. But what's interesting is he was just an ordinary cat. Grew up in Detroit, went to Arizona for college. He was 17, graduated with a degree from psychology from the University of Arizona. He was just a film buff, kind of interested in photography, would take pictures and worked in advertising in Detroit, then New York, and started doing commercials. Then the rest is history. He's produced over 40 feature films. He's got to be one of the most successful producers of all time. And after doing the commercials, then putting that into television series, he must have had the golden touch, American Gigolo, Cat People. I mean, just so many hits. Very few flops, too. It would take me all night to read all of the movies that he's been involved with. But trust me, the list and the successes are absolutely incredible. So how about that from Hollywood? I mentioned this before, but Stephen Shohat comes on with us once a week, and we talk all things Hollywood, especially digging into the movies that are coming up, and I do a cheap movie review. In case you want to pony up a couple of bucks and go and catch a flick to see if it's worth it, the most recent movie that I've seen is World War Z. It's Brad Pitt. It's about zombies, but it's much more realistic than that. Saying it's about zombies doesn't really do the film justice. The scenes are spectacular, frightening in a... more in kind of, you don't know what's going to happen next, like the ghost pops out of the closet, and very, 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 very well done. If you don't go to the movies and see it, rent it when it comes out for a couple of bucks. It's worth it because I think it'll keep you entertained. All right, speaking of entertained, I do have to hit a couple of quick things coming out of D.C. to make sure we get you up to date on all the hurdles. Supreme Court ducks a big one. They have a ruling, a 7-1 ruling on affirmative action, but it doesn't have any real meat in it. They warned that university policies that take race into account could be more vulnerable to legal challenges in the future. Duh. It was a 7-1 vote that I don't think a lot of people necessarily expected. I didn't expect that. And they sent a case about the policy at the University of Texas at Austin back to a lower court for reconsideration. So how about that? So now Abigail Fisher, a white woman from Houston, will have a second chance to argue that she was wrongly rejected from entering into the university while minority students with similar grades and test scores were admitted thanks to the admission policy. So affirmative action supporters are relieved because they left intact existing court precedents that allowed for limited consideration of race in university admissions. But this is a gray area. This is a gray area. People who are opposed to affirmative action are very, very determined. I think that there'll be lots of challenges probably down the road. I think down the road you'll see this peeled open, and why the Supreme Court booted it out is probably that, because they know it's going to be dealt with, so they don't want to have to deal with it because of the rule of law and what ultimately they know they would be deciding what the margins on this are. It's a no-win situation, I guess, for them, if you want to look at it that way. So the president of the University of Texas says, we're encouraged by the Supreme Court's ruling in the case, and they're convinced that their policy could survive probably another round of litigation. Monday's ruling puts that spotlight back on affirmative action, though. And it's on the docket for the Supreme Court's next term, which starts in October. And there, the case concerns a Michigan law that bans any affirmative action in public college admissions. So I don't know that they can dance around that one. I think they're going to have to deal with that probably head on. And then this case will be probably fodder for that, at least in the talk radio sense, because people will use that as a reference point. And how interesting will it be to see that play out, what will happen the second time around. The IRS chief, I like this guy. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because normally with the three dreaded letters, I'm not saying I like much of anything, but Danny Werfel is really trying to do a good job. He's saying that now there has been much broader, and lasting longer for stopping groups seeking tax-exempt status than previously disclosed. So I think he's digging deep and trying to find out what happened here and who are the people that did this and were there exact directives and memos. So the focus is there. I give him a chance to maybe clean some of this up, but there's a few people they need to charge. So the IRS used terms like progressive Israel, Occupy on internal documents that help employees screen group applications for tax-exempt status. And it's not clear on how the terms were used, but they have been used. Isn't that interesting? Pro-Israel groups have been complaining of unfair scrutiny. Eight groups with Progress or Progressive in their names had appeared on a publicly available list of groups that have been deployed and later approved by the IRS. Go figure, right? Go figure. So all the investigations are still ongoing. Committee meetings are happening over the IRS, over Benghazi. That hasn't gone away. And some of the fresher controversies like the State Department and prostitutes and people on the job going and writing checks even for prostitutes. How many? How vast was it? We don't know all those details, but we do have a whistleblower on it. Stay with us. We're flipping over the tunes to the B-side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
I say it's too divisive as well. Not everybody agrees. Speaking of divisive, I threw it up on Facebook today just to see what people would say. And boy, I ignited a firestorm when saying that no surprise that the robes ducked the controversy, which is what they did this time around by tossing it to a lower court. A couple of people said things like, you know what, this is about time that this happened. Like one guy, John, said you don't fight off segregation rather by causing it. Race isn't supposed to be an issue in any of this, so stop making it an issue and let the best applicants proceed regardless of race or color. That sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds like that's what should be happening. I understand what happened before and why there were so many problems and why there was the need for affirmative action. But people, haven't we gotten beyond this? And now are we reversing the situation in some cases? It's ridiculous. You know, ridiculous. And some are missing the point. But to be sure, there are a lot of hot opinions about it. You might have one. It's a Supreme Court 7-1 decision to kick it back, like I said, sidestepping the big ruling on the Texas affirmative action decision. So the lower courts ultimately will deal with this again, because they're not going to deal with the constitutionality of it, the bigger issues of that. So that's why they tossed it back. It was Abigail Noel Fisher who sued the university after her college application was rejected in 2008. She was a high school senior looking to go to her dream school, which was the University of Texas, and they said nope, 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 nope. By the way, the Supreme Court, I'm just going to kick this in quickly here. They got a couple of other big, big issues coming up, including same-sex marriage, the constitutionality of same-sex marriage, and also looking at another aspect of same-sex marriage when somebody is legally in one of the states where it's legal married to a same-sex partner, the idea that they're entitled to pensions and health care benefits and all that kind of stuff. So there's some landmark things that could happen here in the next week. But what is interesting, and one caveat to the Supreme Court decision, 7-1 makes it harder for institutions to actually justify diversity in certain cases. So they can't necessarily pull that out the way they used to. And they'll think twice about doing it, I believe, and then we'll see what the lower courts ultimately decide. All right, time to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So, not surprisingly, affirmative action on the minds of many. That was the big setup. So Ron says, wow, affirmative action. I think of my life and my family and where we wouldn't be if affirmative action wasn't in place. I can tell you some horrific stories about people who were discriminated upon. Yes, that word discriminated upon because there was no check or balance. And because of that, they didn't get the fair shake. They didn't get the same kind of money or the same job. And I'm talking about my grandfather and my own father. By the time affirmative action came around for me, it was a godsend, Kate. And I think it's a big mistake to think that we are equal in this country no matter what the color of our skin is. I'm not race baiting. I'm not throwing out sour grapes. The truth is just the truth. And that therein lies the problem. Different points of view. Where did he grow up? Is it someplace in an inner city? No. Or is it someplace in the suburbs? Who knows? And then ultimately, what was that life like growing up? Okay, here's one from Rick in Illinois. And Rick says, affirmative action, it's about time. Good for that girl for challenging what happened to her. Her whole life she wants to go to the University of Texas. So she pushes, gets involved in other programs so she'll look more attractive to the university, kills herself to get good grades, and then she shockingly does not get into the school that she wants to go to because they've chosen to pick others who happen to have something that she didn't possess, and that was skin of a different color. This just creates problems between all kinds of people, and she was smart to challenge it. She was smart to do that. Okay, so let's move on to another one. This one isn't about affirmative action. This one is about Paula Deen. And Jake in Austin says, wow, shame on the queen of Southern hospitality, or maybe shame on the people who were going after Paula Deen. She was being sued, and she was asked in a deposition, Kate, whether or not she used the N-word, and she was being honest. She talked about being robbed while she was a bank teller and a black man putting a gun to her head, and that's what she yelled out. She also talked about some other things that had occurred in her life that weren't racist in any manner, but it's the way things were discussed, if you will, in the South, and now everybody is dropping her. Yeah, she's gone from the frying pan right into the eye of the storm. She is in the middle of the firestorm. Here's what I'm wondering, if her pal Oprah Winfrey will interview her, because, one, it's controversial, people are talking about it, and that's the kind of things that Oprah Winfrey now likes to do, and probably did before, because she can always get those kind of people, but she knows Dean and their friends. So I would think that she could have her on the show and discuss it, the show that she does on her own network, but maybe not. I don't know. The bottom line is, should she have lied? It was strictly a deposition that we're talking about. So should she have said, no, that was misunderstood, and that's not what that was about? Or should she have tried to dance around it? She didn't try to dance around it. She's like one of these people that just plops out the information about anything. So she just plopped out the information. And this is a lawsuit. So this is why this came out, because of the deposition and the lawsuit. All right, believe it or not, we got one more on that. Lester in New York says, hey, America, tonight, I don't know why, but this Paula Deen stuff somehow has kind of tripped my trigger, so I decided I would shoot you a quick email. I don't really blame the sponsors for bailing on Deen because of the reaction other people have to her. They don't want to be associated with somebody who is a pariah at this point. And I think that's going to hang around her for a little while. Do I think she can shake it off? I do. Do I think it'll cost her millions in the end? Yes. Well, see, therein lies the question. How long does she have to apologize? What happens to make her bounce back? And what do we learn from this? What she was supposed to lie in her deposition or not? So Smithfield Foods, which they're a big pork producer, they dropped her because they sponsored her. And so did the Food Network. Her contract's done. They're not renewing her contract. She's made a lot of appearances on the Today Show, and she's supposed to be on the Today Show on Wednesday, for those of you who are interested. Okay, let's take something else. Here's one from Joe, who says, Kate, Benghazi, I know you were really hounding us about the Benghazi thing. You had a couple of interesting people on, and I'm wondering right now where that stands. Are there people looking into it anymore? Is it just the controversy of the moment and now it's gone away? Or can we expect to hear some more? I think you can expect to hear some more. Just because you didn't hear about the IRS, you didn't hear about Benghazi, it doesn't mean that it's not happening. In fact, the House subpoenaed a bunch of people connected to the Benghazi investigation, so they're looking for answers. They're not dropping this ball. Daryl Issa has really nothing standing in his way, so he especially is interested in finding out as much as he can about what happened that night, what happened in subsequent nights, you know, whatever it takes to get to the bottom. Whatever it'll take to find out the things that happened or didn't happen there and who you can pin it on. Because he is definitely looking for somebody. And remember, Chris Stevens, the ambassador, was taken down. Three other Americans died September 11th, 2012. And there were so many things to pick apart in this that should have happened that didn't happen. And I think by going through the latest rounds of stuff, that's making it much more plausible. So, you know, the Republicans have accused the Obama folks of misleading the public about the case or cause, really, of the attack. And they play down terrorism, because I think of all the heat that they're taking, because they don't want people to be alarmed. But you can't screen out that information. You cannot do it. All right, it's about the numbers. We're going to hit the numbers next, and we can count. You can hit the numbers as well, 855-266-8, 855-266-5283.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Something that we'll never forget. You get your name on the Stanley Cup.
I'm sure I'll enjoy it in the next few days or the next couple months over summer. But someone told me it's the fourth American to win. I mean, that means a lot.
If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Sweet! There's some big numbers for you. We can count 2 and 4 years for the Chicago Blackhawks. They were trailing, check this out, 2-1 with under 2 minutes left in Game 6. Man, I was already texting Matt Johnson about some of the stuff we had seen. And then 2 goals in 17 seconds. Boom, cup, game over. That's it. Took 6. Craziness ensued for the Blackhawks. And always so classy about hockey, you shake hands, even though it was just devastating to Boston on their home ice, but they lose the game 3-2, and they lose in 6, and what an incredible season it was for both teams. Brian Bickle, I said this before, he had the game-tying goal with 1:16 left, and then Dave Bolin hit the game winner with just under 59 seconds to go. Not what I was expecting, because it really was looking like a game seven. Crazy. Patrick Kane ends up being the MVP. What a series it was, don't you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. It was one of those series that everyone that was watching it was just talking about it the next day and talking about how it was such good hockey. It really was. And I'll be honest with you, I thought this was going to go to a seventh game because Boston dominated the first probably two periods and most of that third as well. And then it's just that those last 2 minutes, they couldn't finish the deal, and you end up with two goals in 17 seconds. And it's being a Minnesota Viking fan and thinking you're going to the Super Bowl two different times, then having the rug pulled out from you, I can totally relate to any Bruins fans out there because, I don't think anybody thought that Chicago was going to win that game and win it in regulation either.
No, not in regulation. I thought it may be overtime, but then that didn't happen. So first you get the tying goal, and that's what it was looking like, and that was it, boy. Boom. Just, like Game 6 in Philly last time around. The same thing. They had a lot of ups and downs in that game, and then they won it. So Chicago does it again. I mean, just incredible.
And they won, what was it, 3 games in a row. They won the first game of the series, then lost games 2 and 3, then won games 4, 5, and 6, which... I mean, that's another thing. They didn't look like the better team in a lot of those games and then would just manage to pull out these victories like they did tonight. And a couple stats, Patrick Kane becomes the third American in a row to win the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is the MVP of the Stanley Cup. And then Jonathan Toews, he and Wayne Gretzky are the only two captains to win a Stanley Cup before their age of 25. Two Stanley Cups.
Yeah, and Toews was amazing in this series. He really, really was. Those are great stats. Thanks for that. Patrick Kane, terrific. I mean, absolutely terrific. Tuukka Rask, though, was interesting because he is the hottest goalie in the NHL, and he's Boston's goaltender. So as Matt was saying, the best observation that he gave you there is that Boston was really on fire through so much of the series. And even in this game here, it really looked as though, for sure, you could have walked away from the tube, walked away from the bar if you're at the sports bar, just glancing at this and thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to be a Game 7. And, man, it was not a Game 7, so congratulations. They're world champs. We got four big sports and then a whole bunch of others because I know a lot of you love other sports, soccer, NASCAR, et cetera, and there are tons of sports. Sports have exploded, like politics. There's so much similarities between politics and sports. The us's and the them's. We're going to get them. We're going to destroy them. And I can't tell you the cliches that you could apply both to politics and to athletes and to politicians, actually. So Wimbledon is going on, too, so let's throw that out because the best of the best are playing on the grass. Here's a real shocker. This is one of the big upsets. Rafa Nadal was knocked out in straight sets on Monday by a player who's 135th in the world. It's his first loss in the opening round of a Grand Slam event ever. Steve Darcis of Belgium stunned him 7-6, 7-6, 6-4. So, he had two tight sets, but it doesn't matter. He lost. So he ends Nadal's 22-match win streak and eliminates one of the big four of men's tennis on the very first day of the Grand Slam, one of the Grand Slams, on the grass in London. Such a shock.
It's not the right day. So just... I tried my best out there in every moment. Was not possible for me this afternoon. And that's all. The opponent played well. I had my chances. I didn't make it.
He had his chances and he didn't make it. So that's it. He's done. The interesting thing is, in like so many other sports, people pay a ton of money to go and see a Wimbledon match because there just aren't enough tickets to go around. And the people who pay want to see the superstars. Not that an upset isn't great, and not that this kid from Belgium, I mean, huge shout out to him for the way he played, but for the people that go and pay the pony up the money, they want to see the superstars. And so this is one superstar who is done. He's out of this, and he just goes home to chill and rest, I think, because of some of the injuries that he is that he's had. Here's a good note. This would be, I think, a daily salute or a positive mention anyway. This guy is the ultimate good guy. I've met him a couple of times. This isn't name-dropping because a lot of people have met Jim Kelly, and it's because of what I do that I met Jim Kelly in going to cover Buffalo a few times or cover the Cowboys playing twice Buffalo. So Hall of Famer and former Bills QB Jim Kelly is cancer-free, which is great news because he had such a severe form of cancer. He underwent surgery to remove part of his jawbone that had the cancer. And, I mean, he says that he was just shocked that that this was happening anyway. What happened was, I mean, it's crazy what they can do. He had the left side of his jaw along with the teeth on the left side of his mouth, as well as a few front teeth removed during the surgery. And they did a skin graft to replace what was removed. They do tissue harvesting from his left leg. Imagine this. This is the jaw, the half of the jaw. They take tissue from the left leg to use in the mouth. So they had to just remove most of the jaw on his left side. I mean, how wild is that? You know, knee surgeries and all the other shoulder surgeries and things that he's had is one thing. But he says it was just constant pain. But the fact that they could do this and they could say that he is cancer-free is huge and is a big-time relief, he says. Because, you know, even though there's no, you know, that the cancer could return, he did what he had to do to cut it out, and they did this drastic kind of surgery. And how about that? He was shocked when he got the diagnosis for it and then went through, ultimately, I think, what is a pretty scary, scary procedure. So good news there.
To Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.